Letters to Daniel, Volume 6, Letter 541, Prayer for Michael, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2016, in the 11th month, on the 19th day of the 11th month.
Dear Jesus, in Letter 525, Volume 6, I write about how Pastor Roland Buck received a prophetic word from Archangel Michael. Please allow me to requote from both the letter and the book, Angels on Assignment. Michael said, "Until the appointed time, our task is not to destroy Satan, but to scatter the forces of darkness, to hold them in abeyance, to overcome them and to keep them from God's people." Then he said, "I have an assignment that I am anxiously awaiting, where I am not going to have to show respect for Lucifer anymore. That assignment is to sweep the heavens clean of Satan and every single one of his angels. We will not leave even one." After having the dream documented in Letter 539, Volume 6, I sought the Lord for a solution that would provide remedy for future operations. That remedy would in effect shield us from any form of attack, especially retaliatory strikes, which the enemy might find opportunity to implement as a result of our prayers. The Lord Holy Spirit then said that we could write a prayer for Michael that would do just such a thing. Even though he is currently in process of his cleaning assignment, a prayer is in order to bless Michael and clarify just how, and to what degree this cleaning process will look like. Here therefore is our prayer for Michael the Archangel. Dear Jesus, Son of the Living God, please hear this, our petition to bless, and empower Archangel Michael to perform and complete the assignment, documented in the book Angels on Assignment. For it is written, the book of Psalms, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. A prayer for guidance. To the chief musician, with flutes. A psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house, in the multitude of your mercy, in fear of you. I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward heart is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name, be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 10. A prayer of faith in time of distress. To the chief musician, with stringed instruments, on an eight-stringed harp, a psalm of David. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. Oh, save me for your mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of you, in the grave who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groaning, all night I make my bed swim, I drench my couch with my tears. My eye wastes away because of grief, it grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled, let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 7, Verses 1 through 17. Prayer and praise for deliverance from enemies. A meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord, concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord my God, in you I put my trust, save me from all those who persecute me, and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me, yes, let him trample my life to the earth, and lay my honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger, lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies, rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the peoples shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to my integrity within me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends his bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity, yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 52, Verses 1 through 9. The end of the wicked and the peace of the godly. To the chief musician, a contemplation of David when Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul, and said to him, David has gone to the house of Ahimelech. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away, and pluck you out of your dwelling place, and uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever, because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Amen. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.